Washington prisons are bulging. They're so full, there's talk of opening another state lockup to house the ever-increasing population. So what about taking a second look at some of the people who are already behind bars? An unlikely chorus of voices thinks the time has come to do just that. As Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, one area of focus is inmates sentenced under Washington's three strikes law.
Today, there are some 250 Washington inmates serving life without parole under three strikes. Stephen Dozier was one of the first to be sentenced under the voter-approved law back in 1994. His crimes? Violent purse snatchings. The final time, he hit his 69-year-old victim in the face, knocked her to the ground, and stole her wallet. Dozier says he expected punishment, but
I just didn't believe that it was right for a person to do life without parole for a second-degree robbery.
For the first couple of years in prison, Dozier just did his time. And then he says he woke up one morning at the state penitentiary in Walla Walla and had a realization. He still remembers that day.
Snowing outside, and I was like, damn, it's you that put you here, you know. And if you're ever given a chance again to get into society, then you want to be ready. And that's when I started doing things to change myself, you know.
Dozier never could have imagined that 12 years later, his transformation in prison would earn him a most unexpected ally.
This is a man who we have sent to the reformatory, who I think has become reformed.
That was King County prosecutor Dan Satterberg back in 2008. He was testifying on Dozier's behalf before the Washington Clemency and Pardons Board. Satterberg was impressed with Dozier's record in prison, but there was something bigger at stake for him. He told the board that today in King County, someone like Dozier wouldn't be charged with a third strike. Satterberg asked the clemency board to recommend to then-Governor Chris Gregoire that she grant Dozier clemency. If she did, she would become the first governor in the nation to release a three-strikes offender. Satterberg recalls the stakes were very high.
I could feel the political risk that she felt.
And that got Satterberg thinking, might there be a less politically fraught and more systematic way to review lengthy prison sentences in Washington? And not just three strikes cases.
As we have an aging demographic in prison, and we're going to want to avoid some of the costs of having geriatric prisons, I think more and more people are going to want to have their sentences looked at. And I don't think that we have the infrastructure in place to really do that now.
The infrastructure he's talking about is Washington's clemency system. Clemency became the safety valve after Washington abolished parole 30 years ago. But the two are very different animals. Clemency involves the unpredictable world of politics, since it's the governor who makes the final call. Furthermore, clemency is reserved for extraordinary circumstances only.
It really is a very rare process.
That's Jeff Ellis. He's the Portland-based attorney who represented Stephen Dozier in his clemency petition. Ellis says there are only a handful of lawyers in Washington who even do this kind of work. And without a lawyer, he says?
It's a hard road to do it yourself, even by the most skilled, you know, jailhouse lawyer.
Satterberg and Ellis aren't the only ones who voice concern about the limitations of Washington's governor-appointed, citizen-led clemency process, especially when it comes to three strikes. John Turner is a former clemency board member and retired police chief.
I think given the number of three strikers now, the time has come, frankly, to take a review of that.
In 2011, Chief Turner joined Prosecutor Satterberg in support of legislation to give a small group of Washington three strikes offenders automatic review. Those who'd served at least 15 years and whose crimes were the least serious felonies under the three strikes law. But not everyone supported the idea. Among the opponents, former Republican gubernatorial candidate and talk show host John Carlson. He was the prime sponsor of Washington's three strikes law.
I supported Stephen Dozier's clemency. I believe sometimes it is deserved.
But Carlson told a panel of lawmakers he opposed changing the law to take the governor out of the equation.
When we wrote Three Strikes, You're Out, we wanted somebody who was accountable to the people to be accountable for the decision they made in granting clemency.
That view is shared by Kitsap County Prosecutor Russ Haughey.
I don't know that we need to take the politics out of it because we are talking about a risk. We're talking about someone who did severe damage to the community.
Roughly a third of three strikes offenders are locked up for rapes, kidnappings, child molestations, or murders. The rest earned their third strike for crimes like robbery and assault. In the end, the proposal to automatically review the lowest level three strikes cases didn't go anywhere. As for Stephen Dozier, he won clemency, one of the few. Today, he's a drug and alcohol counselor working with youth in Seattle. But Dozier still thinks about some of those he left behind in prison, men he thinks also deserve a second look.
There's other lifers, but due to the heinous nature of their crimes, society's going to have a hard time with releasing them. But they're people that are no longer the danger they were 30, 40 years ago, you know, and at what point is enough enough?
Some states are starting to take a second look at aging inmates, and here in Washington, there are those who would like to see the clemency board beefed up, more staff, a bigger budget, and perhaps a more quasi-judicial role. In the meantime, Prosecutor Satterberg continues to support clemency petitions for inmates he feels have reformed. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.